Please join me in the responsive reading. He said, I love you, Lord, my strength.
The Lord is my solid rock, my fortress, my rescuer.
My God is my rock. I take refuge in him. Because he is praiseworthy.
Heavenly Father, thank you as we welcome in a new year, that we are reminded of your new presence in our lives, of that great gift you give to us of your grace, of your love, of your mercy, that promises us resurrection and eternal life, that promises us, Father, that we can be changed by you here and now. And so, Father, we want to invite your presence into our midst, that we will worship and praise you always, for your glory. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
I always forget this.
It's as though I haven't been here before. And it's not near. So we're going to do this by memory.
Yes.
Right? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Together hymn number 66, but before we do that, can we shout out this morning some reasons to praise the Lord? We're about to sing it. The sun is shining. Praise the Lord. Sorry? He loves you. He loves you. Answer prayer. Praise the Lord. That's it. Just three. What's that? No frozen water pipes. How many of you are praising God for heat in your home? Last night. Praise the Lord.
The car started.
Praise the Lord. Come on. Church family. Praise the Lord. Someone got up this morning. Praise the Lord. Awesome. God's healing power. His peace. Glad to be back home. Welcome home. Praise the Lord.
For you indeed and the prophet, our spiritual guide,
praise the Lord. So see, folks, these aren't just words we're about to sing. This is worship. To God be the glory. Praise the Lord. Let's sing it from our soul this morning.
Atonement for Amen. Can we give God some hand praise this morning? And take those same hands and greet and welcome one another this morning as we come to worship.
Are there any joys or concerns in the congregation this morning? Amen. You guys sounded great, by the way. Yeah, one of the disadvantages to standing up front when I'm facing away from you, it's harder to hear. It sounded great. Those in the back, right? They sounded great? You picked my voice out of the crowd too, right? For Steve, who has cancer. Amen. Lots of celebration for the Gongloffs. Amen. 76 years? That is a testimony. What was the last name? For the Misley family? Thank you. Misley family. Keep praying for Susie, too. For Chris, who's traveling to Baltimore and then to California. I think we'd all like to go to California right now. For all those who have to deal with the elements.
One of our night shift supervisors lost a daughter to suicide 12 years old.
For the McBride family who lost their 12-year-old daughter. For Scott and for his family. My ears are not real well right now.
He loves PA.
PA, I got it. The only Pennsylvanians do that. We're the only people that just abbreviate our state, PA. Let's pray and remember this is not just my time, it's all of our time. So feel free to pray as you feel led. Father, thank you for that great reminder that you give to us.
Father, that you welcome us with your warm embrace. Father, that no matter what life brings, through the good times and through the bad, that we know that we can find sanctuary here in your presence. That we know, Father, that you desire to meet us, to grow in us, to heal us, to strengthen us and guide us. And so, Father, we want to breathe deep of that presence this morning. That you would empower us, Father, to be faithful ambassadors, faithful witnesses of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Father, there are people who are close to our hearts who do not feel worthy of that presence, who feel very separated from you. Father, we ask that you would proclaim your gospel message to them, that you would soften their hearts and remind them that you desire to call them your holy and beloved child. And we lift them up before you now. Father, for all those who are close to our hearts that need your healing presence, Father, we ask that you would restore their bodies to full health for your glory. And we lift them up before you now. Father, thank you for your healing presence with Susie, and we ask that you'd continue to uplift and encourage her, Father, that you would perform a miracle in her life, Father. Father, for Scott and his family, that your love and grace would uplift and sustain them, that your healing power could be present with him. Father, for all those who are mourning the loss of a loved one, Father, for the Nisley family, for the McBride family, that in the midst of death, Father, that they would be uplifted and encouraged by your promise of everlasting and eternal life, that your peace that passes all understanding could find them. Father, for Christopher as he travels around the country, that your traveling mercies would be with him. And Father, we rejoice with our brothers and sisters who rejoice with the Gongloffs and just the wonderful celebrations they had a chance to do this week. We just give you thanks and praise. Father, for all those in this world who do not have the comforts of a home, who can feel so separated from society and from your love and your presence, and we just ask that you would place people in their lives to provide for them, to uplift them, to encourage them. Father, for the leaders of this congregation, of this community, of our state, of our country, and of this world, that you would give them hearts for you and you alone, that they would seek your peace and righteousness here on earth for your glory. And Father, most of all, we lift ourselves up to you, that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit to guide us and lead us, that we would be faithful disciples of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's in his name we pray. Amen.
His back hurts, my back hurts. Good morning, everybody. It's a very cold day, but the good news is there's a heat wave coming, so get your bathing suits out. By Friday, it's supposed to be 50. Hot dog. So I'm looking forward to that. I know. It's like unbelievable. Okay, so, and today we're celebrating my mom. Well, yesterday my mom was 93, so today we're going to take her out in the cold, and we're celebrating her 93rd birthday with the dinner. I think she's more worried about going outside than anything else. So today, today's reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 31, and that is page 813 in your pew Bible. And it's on spiritual gifts. And I really like this one because when you talk about your back, when your back hurts, everything hurts. And I'm sure a lot of people here can relate to that. When you have a toothache, everything hurts. And so Paul, he really knew what he was talking about when he wrote this. Now about spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I tell you that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed, and no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men. Now to each one the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom. To another, the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and he gives them to each one just as he determines. One body, many parts. The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ, for we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has combined the members of the body and has given greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, the back, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. And in the church, God has appointed first of all apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then workers of miracles, also those having gifts of healing, those able to help others, and those with gifts of administration, and those speaking in different kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? All teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? But eagerly desire the greater gifts.
Invite the ushers to prepare to wait on us for our tithes and offerings this morning. Just want to thank everyone for your gifts that were given to the youth mission team. We did not go to Philly on Saturday because of the extreme cold temperatures, but we are planning to go the end of January on the 27th. So the gifts you donated, we will still see that those get distributed, but we're waiting for a safe time for us to be outside. Also, I just want to call your attention to an announcement in the bulletin for Martin Luther King Day on the 15th. Did you want to say something, Dee?
Sure.
Go ahead.
On Monday, January 15th, so next Monday,
thanks, Jess, we'll all gather, those of you who are ready to brave the elements, whatever it is, meet here at 8:45 for donuts and details. And we will start at McGillstown Road and walk up to Ono Road, just past the firehouse. And we're going to clean Ono. We're going to work together and clean up the streets of Ono. So we would love to have all of you join us that are able. There's a bulletin and a flyer up there to tell you what to bring, what to wear, all of that good stuff. So thank you, Jess.
You're welcome.
All right. We're going to sing together hymn number 76 in your hymnals, O for a Thousand Tongues, and Gene will offer us a prayer for our offering this morning.
Shall we pray? You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive all glory, honor, and power. As we bring our heartfelt gifts to you, may they be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. For it is in your most precious name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
may be seated.
He breaks the power of canceled sin. That is one of the greatest lines you'll ever hear in a hymn, because it is this profound reminder
that because of the death of Christ, sin is canceled. But sometimes it still has power over us, because sometimes